title of our article is Digital Learning Aids for Nynorsk Pupils in School, a politically sensitive area or a question of a deeper scientific understanding of learning. Does it really matter if pupils only have paper-based learning aids in school in today's digitized society? Or can this give side effects that we not yet can't foresee? And is it important for pupils to have learning aids in their own mother tongue, or do they learn equal good from nearby languages? The Norwegian language is in many ways a minority language in the global context. And at the same time, it has two written standards, bokmål, majority variety, and nynorsk, minority variety. In many ways, these two varieties are continuously debated in Norway, and many ask the question if we need two varieties in school settings. Why not only have the majority variety bokmål? We ask if this is just a simple question of political decisions for or against nynorsk, or is this a question of a deeper scientific understanding of learning? On this backdrop, our position paper focuses on nynorsk in the digital area and the need for research-based knowledge about it in school settings in Norway. It is a clear demand in the Norwegian Education Act and from the Norwegian Directorate for Education and Training that all paper-based and digital learning aids should be offered to the pupils in parallel editions from the publishers. However, a national report from Schär et al. In 2008 revealed that very few publishers have developed and offered digital learning aids in nynorsk. The situation seems almost the same in 2015, even though the authorities and others have taken several initiatives to encourage compliance with the Education Act. However, what is needed is updated research knowledge about the situation of parallel editions of digital learning aids. This is of particular interest today since the pupils in the county with the highest rate of nynorsk pupils has consistently been at the top of the list as one of the best performing counties in Norway on national tests since 2006. The main message in our position paper is that the need for parallel editions of digital learning aids in bokmål and nynorsk is no longer a question of economic or of political statement for or against nynorsk, etc., but it is instead a question of a deeper scientific understanding of learning and achievement in today's digitized school. In this case, it concerns nynorsk pupils, but in a broader sense, it concerns pupils in general and how they learn in school. Our position paper raises several preliminary hypotheses, about both based on anecdotal evidence and in part on research on the nynorsk effect. We stress that all of these are still speculations, but from our point of view, they are important speculations around a very interesting learning phenomenon about which we urgently need more research knowledge.